The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hospitals, schools, businesses, shops all across the country have been impacted with those minus temperatures nationwide. But what about restaurants? Well, I'm joined by Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
A lot of yellow and red and orange warnings telling people to stay at home. Therefore, they don't go to the restaurant, they don't go to the pub.
Well, last weekend we had a number of businesses that was impacted with regard to the weather conditions. And obviously, if you have weather conditions where you have a red warning, customers, you know, they're not going to go and not going to travel for a night out. But when you have yellow and orange warnings and red warnings all together in terms of communications, we have found in certain parts of the country, customers, there's a bit of a fear factor around traveling. And obviously our customers and their safety is the first priority. But it's about how people interpret orange, red and yellow warnings.
Yeah, I mean, they look out the window and they say, where's the snow? Well, it must be somewhere because I'm getting an orange warning and yet maybe it never afflicted that particular place. So the way you know whether your business has been hurt is with the number of cancellations in a restaurant. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, what we've seen over the last number of days is that some restaurants had up to 30, 40 customers, maybe a 60-seater restaurant cancelled. So that's nearly two-thirds of their business gone. And when you put it into perspective, they were prepping that morning. Food was being prepared. There's a cost element as well. Staff had to be brought in. So, you know, those businesses probably lost money and down to the weather. And that's the weather. That's one of the conditions of trying to operate a business. But you have other parts of the country where they did lose customers because the weather warning may have been at a yellow and people just didn't go because they had seen yellow, orange and red all in one go in terms of communications across the country and they just didn't travel. So we've been hit in all angles in terms of this cold snap. It is January. Businesses are quiet, so every customer is very, very important to us in terms of cash flow in a January period. And it is very tough for our industry at the moment in terms of the cost of doing business.
Now, are you critical of these county-wide and sometimes country-wide warning and these weather alerts? I mean, do you think we're a little bit overreactive? We had Paddy Tobin on yesterday saying it's all a bit much that people should use their common sense and there should be much more local information as to real hazards rather than just suggesting the whole country should be at a standstill.
I get Pather's point on that in terms of, you know, and I think we need to revisit how we communicate to the wider public about weather warnings. Now, obviously, safety is their first concern, so you need to make sure we protect the population. But then we need to look at how do we, are we able to operate as a country when you have one day of snow or 2 days of snow? And we need to look and learn from other European countries where they have snow nearly for 3 or 4 months of the year. Yeah. And how are they able to operate? So there has to be learnings from other countries. We need to adapt that, put it into Ireland. And how are we able to operate businesses, society, schools actually is another point in terms of school closures. And we have had, you know, people saying that it might have only about a couple of centimetres of snow or a small bit of frost and the entire county was out for school closures. But from our perspective, it has impacted our businesses. It's a time of year where, you know, every customer is hugely important to us. And it's a time where our industry is under extreme pressure in terms of cost of business. But I think we need to revisit how we communicate to the population in a more pinpointed effort in terms of information around weather for people in specific counties.
All right. Now, Adrian, I want to move on to government formation and the talks ongoing. Paul Gallagher from the Irish Hotels Federation criticised the government for making the VAT rate a budgetary football and said that the yearly changes make price planning very difficult for food-based businesses. Is that something that you agree with, and is it part of your plank as a Shannon candidate?
Yes, I'm a Shannon candidate, and I'm standing for pro-business, and the VAT issue for hospitality needs to be rectified once and for all. It can't be every budget. This has to be debated over. And our industry is extremely upset in terms of the VAT was not addressed in the budget. Then all the manifestos come out, and the government party, one side of the government party talks, said that they would bring it to 11% plus a reduction in PRSI also. So we're going to hold the parties that effectively said that they were going to reduce the VAT rate for hospitality. We have sent in our discussion document into the government in terms of the VAT and other concerns as well. And I think they need to live up to their promises pre-election and deliver in the programme for government, because it is an industry that is suffering extremely. And I've had, in the last 12 months, we've had over 800 businesses that has closed down, and more are closing every day. And it's because of cost of business. But that VAT rate, we need to bring it to a point where it's done and dusted, and there'll be no debate into the future
It. Adrian, thank you very much. Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.